Senator Jacobson joining us for our weekly legislative update here on KODY. Good morning, Mike, and thanks again for taking time for us, sir.
Good morning, sir.
Hey, great to be here. Thanks, guys.
Absolutely. Senator Jacobson, it was a very busy week in the Nebraska legislature last week. I did see, and anybody else that follows you on your official Senator Jacobson social media account, you had a picture up there, I believe it was late last week, on the vote on how it came out with LB 825. That's the Social Security income tax phase-out. And quite an interesting vote, I would say, Senator.
Well, that's correct, and I tell you, this is kind of one of those situations where the bill was 825, which was the Social Security phase-out, but because of the phase that we're in the legislature, what happened was that bill had amended into it 939, which was the income tax reduction, and it also had 723 amended into it, which was the property tax credit fix. And so this was a big package bill, and that had a lot of other tax issues in addition to the Social Security phase-out. And what happened was early on we had a concern by one faction in the legislature that was opposed to property tax or opposed to the income tax reductions, or they wanted to change them, and they had some concerns with property tax reduction. So they filibustered the bill, and then when we got to the point where we were going to get a vote, they were trying to get some kind of a deal on us agreeing to the prison reform, which, of course, I had no interest in doing, nor did any of the other conservative senators. And so we ended up going to a vote on cloture once we had debated for 8 hours, and we fell one vote short. And the real frustration was Senator McAllister, who is a Republican from Omaha, was present, not voting. And oh, by the way, nobody voted no. It's just that 32 people voted yes, and everybody else that was present, not voting. And let me just, for your viewers or for your listeners, let me just say too, there's three numbers you got to remember in the legislature. The numbers are 25, 30, and 33. Okay? We don't count no votes in the legislature. We just count yes votes. So you need 25 votes to pass a bill. You need 30 votes to override the governor's veto. And you need 33 votes to invoke cloture. And so we needed 33 votes to invoke cloture, which means end debate. And then we would have immediately gone to a vote on the bill itself, which would have only required 25 votes. And we couldn't get to 33.
And now, one thing I want to bring up too, Senator Jacobson, you brought up a good point with one of the senators who's identifying as a Republican voting against this. But one point that I think is very relevant to bring up is there's several individuals that are going to be on ballots, not necessarily here in Lincoln County, but there's several individuals that are running for office that voted against this. One of which is a candidate for governor who will be on the ballot here in Lincoln County with Carol Blood. But looking at it, Senator Moorfield voted against this. An individual that's running for Lancaster attorney also have some other individuals that are going to be on ballots with Senator Patty Panzing Brooks and Tony Vargas as well.
Totally, totally correct. Totally correct. And I will tell you this. Every one of those senators were scrambling around afterwards trying to tell everybody, oh, let's bring back the Social Security. Nobody wants to vote against 825, the Social Security phase-out. I mean, that's just a no-brainer bill. And so I would just tell you that, and so your listeners all understand, we anticipated the potential for this happening. So there's another bill in the Revenue Committee. It was actually Senator Aguilar's bill. It's LB 919. And so we call that a shell bill. It was prioritized by the Speaker. It was still in committee. So it got voted out of committee to come to the floor. And basically what we're going to do is we're going to pack all these amendments into 919. And suddenly 919 is going to become 825, 939, and 723 all wrapped into one, and we'll take another swing at it. So I think we're still going to get to the finish line there, but it was a wake-up call for everyone, and we had one senator, Pauls, was not there. He was absent. There was one other senator that was absent who probably would have not voted, but Pauls maybe would have been one to have cast a yes vote. And then, of course, McAllister should have cast a yes vote. And this really kind of comes back to people really pushing the prison reform. sentencing reform, which is LB 920, which, quite frankly, I don't think is going to get across the finish line because most of the rest of us conservatives are going to say no to that. So it'll be interesting to see what happens this week as we as we move through the end here. But 919 is going to come back, and we're gonna take another stab at it.
District 42, Nebraska State Senator Mike Jacobson joining us. And Senator Jacobson, I was talking to Gary Pearson, president of the North Platte Area Chamber Development Corporation, a good friend of both mine and yours. And I was talking to Gary late last week, and he said that the two of you have had some communication throughout the current legislative session, especially last week. And I think Gary put it perfectly. There's a lot of different individuals and a lot of different entities that are after some of the money that Lincoln County is going to be getting in the budget, including proposals with the rail park, with sustainable beef. And last week, I did see you on the unicameral floor several times standing up and defending those funds that should very well be coming here to District 42.
Well, that's correct. And I would tell you that we did get the select file on the funding for the rail park. And that was something that got very, very interesting last week. A faction from Grand Island and Fremont filed their application behind North Platte's, and then Grand Island filed behind Fremont. The way that bill is set up is that 60% of the funding can go to whoever filed first, and then it goes to whoever filed second and who filed third. Well, that would set North Platte up to get $30 million for the rail park. Well, there was a push late last week by Grand Island, primarily, to change the order and basically eliminate the first-come, first-serve that was in the bill, which North Platte had, and simply leave it to the DED to decide. And then Fremont and Grand Island were working together to say, let's go make it to where we divide the money equally, not let North Platte get the $30 million. Needless to say, I was a little exercised about that. I had a conversation with a couple of lobbyists that were pushing it, and I also visited with Senator Aguilar, who was going to offer an amendment, convinced Senator Aguilar to pull his amendment, and I also made sure I had the votes in the legislature that it was not going to get voted on. They weren't going to get it passed, even if he brought the amendment. But I do appreciate Senator Aguilar pulling his amendment. And so we did get the select file. And so we still will be heading one more round of debate. But it'll be at final reading. And I fully expect that we're going to get to the finish line here with the rail park. And we think we've got that one ready to check off. We're going to be talking today about LB 1014, which is the ARPA bill, and that's where the sustainable beef money is. My only concern there is that there's a faction of senators that are saying maybe we should just punt the whole bill and just let the governor decide next year or let him allocate the money. But I think there's too many of us that say, no, we've got dogs in this fight. We've got projects that we want to get funded. We want to get them funded now. We got to keep in mind that on the ARPA bill is set up to where this is federal money. It's a one-time spend. There's a lot of caveats on what you can use it for, but it all has to be expended and spent by 2026. So given the timeline for getting contracts in place, getting designs done, getting supplies ordered, that time is going to pass very, very quickly. So I don't think we can afford to wait another year to decide how we're going to allocate those funds. I think people need to know that they've got it allocated and start proceeding to construction in order to get it done, get it spent within the time frame that they need to spend it by. So I'm going to push pretty hard to keep moving there. Also, the governor had $15 million in his budget for sustainable beef. I was able to get the Appropriations Committee to move that up to $20 million. I'm fearful that if it goes back to the governor, he may want to go back to that $15 million number. So that's the other reason why I'd like to see us forge ahead.
Senator Jacobson, anything else on the legislative agenda for this week that you're gearing up for?
This morning, first thing out of the gate is Carol Blood's LR-263-CA. I was kind of surprised that she was a sponsor, but LR-263-CA is a constitutional amendment. Basically, the amendment would require that if it would forbid the legislature from imposing any new program expenses on political subdivisions without also agreeing to fully reimburse them. And I think there may be some technical things we need to work on the bill, but I think the bill is a good bill, and that's something that, and it would be a constitutional amendment, so it would have to be voted on by the people. But I do believe that it's something that makes sense. If we're going to work on trying to reduce property taxes, and that's a very, very high priority for me, we've got to make sure that our local political subdivisions are not being saddled with additional mandated expenses from the state or from the federal government that are going to have to be funded locally. So if you're going to require those things, then you're going to have to provide the reimbursement so that it isn't going to fall in the laps of the taxpayer or the local property taxpayers. And so I like the concept. I think there's a couple of issues in the way it's written, but in my mind, we can't pass up the opportunity to get this passed and get that changed in the Constitution. So I'm going to be favoring that LR as well.
And Senator Jacobson, last week there's a couple of measures also discussed that probably aren't getting a lot of attention on the heels of the Social Security income tax phase-out we already talked about in the budget as well last week. But one of the measures I know that you're very passionate about, obviously, is Senator Joni Albrecht's proposal on an abortion ban. That advanced in the legislature last week as well, right?
It did, and I'm a co-sponsor of that bill, and I did speak on the floor yesterday. I've got the hate emails to prove it. On Friday was when we had that discussion, but obviously there are a lot of strong feelings on both sides of that issue. I think everybody knows me well enough and knows Julie's and my story to know that I am adamantly pro-life, and I'm someone who will put my money where my mouth is, and in this case put my vote where my mouth is. And so I will be an adamant supporter of 933, which is also known as the heartbeat bill. We'll see where this goes. Joni seems to think that she has the votes. I'm going to continue to be an adamant supporter. This bill was held up in the Judiciary Committee, so we had to approve a poll motion to pull it from the committee. We need 25 votes to do that, so we did vote in favor of the poll motion, so we got 27 votes to pull it. The question again will be, will we have the 33 votes for cloture? And will we be able to fully debate this bill before the clock runs out on the legislature this go-round? This is a bill that it will be back next year in the event that it wouldn't pass, but I'm sure hopeful that it does. This is basically predicated upon the Supreme Court ruling that it's going to be a state issue on Roe versus Wade. And we believe that that's probably what the Supreme Court's going to do. And so we want to be ready that if they kick it back to the state, at our state law, then this would be a trigger bill where, in the event the Supreme Court says it's a state decision, then our bill would go into effect at that time. So I'm really hopeful we can get it to the finish line. There's certainly some strong feelings on both sides, but I'm really hopeful we can get there.
And we're so blessed, too, to have a senator like Joni Albrecht, too, down there that really champions the pro-life movement.
She really does. That's been her strong push. It was interesting. She told me that when she first came down here, she wanted to work on taxes and be on the Revenue Committee, and she spent most all of her time working on pro-life bills. And so we've gotten to be really close friends, I can tell you that she's a strong advocate for the pro-life movement, and I'm happy to be working with her.
Again, District 42, Nebraska State Senator Mike Jacobson joining us here on KODY's Mugs in the Morning. And Senator Jacobson, for folks that missed it last week, you and your fellow state senators went well into the evening hours several days last week as we're kind of getting into crunch time.
We really are. And the speaker did put out last week and told us that we need to plan on going probably till 8 o'clock each night, except the last working day of the week. We'll wrap up at 3 o'clock. So he said plan on 8 o'clock, but also be prepared to go to 10 o'clock. Last week we went to about 10:45 on Thursday, so it was a late one.
Wow. So it's again expected this week, it sounds like, though.
Yeah, I would expect that's the case. We've got a number of bills that are still on general file, and when they're on general file, you can get 8 hours of debate, and so that's what takes all the time. So it has been pretty interesting to really kind of watch how that whole process works. And once you get to select file, the debate's limited to 4 hours, and so you can move a little more quickly. But the problem is we just have too many bills that are still on general file, and then we have some on select that we need to try to get moved on. I think currently there are 21 priority bills on select file, and there's 40 bills on general file. So you can see, if you just run the math on how many hours of debate we could be dealing with the number of days we've got left, we're running out of time.
Senator Jacobson? Oh, go ahead, Rick.
I just wanted to remind our listeners, you know, last week, and this is in reference to his earlier discussion about the rail park and who's now throwing up flags and trying to get the money. You warned us last week about poaching on that. So I haven't forgot that. I haven't forgot that, well, and you are so right. So keep up the good work.
And speaking of poaching, I do have to circle back to LB 773, concealed carry. I want to update your listeners also on that. Senator Brewer, that was his bill. I'm a co-sponsor. There is an amendment that Senator Brewer had supported, which was a bill offered by the Omaha Police that was going to carve Omaha out from being subject to the open carry or the concealed carry details in 773. I can tell you that I have visited with Senator Brewer and told him that I can't support the amendment, and he understands that and said that, again, he's worked closely with the Omaha Police Department, but believes that we can probably get the bill done without the amendment. And so I will be voting against the amendment for a carve-out and voting for a clean LB 773. So it'll be constitutional carry that'll match up with the other states that have approved constitutional carry without any carve-outs. And so I just want to make sure your viewers, I have gotten a few emails with regard to that. I want to make it clear that I do not plan to support the amendment, and I will be supporting the bill as a clean bill.
Glad that you verified that, Senator Jacobson. So just in conclusion, this is a measure that you support, but will not be voting for the amendment.
Correct.
Okay. Senator Jacobson, is there anything else you'd like to add this morning, sir?
No, I appreciate the time. I appreciate the opportunity to update everybody as to what's going on. It's a busy time down here. I just encourage everyone, if you have questions, feel free to reach out. My staff's here to field calls and emails. I welcome all those emails. Your input's vitally important. I want to know the best way I can represent the district is if I know exactly what your views are, and so I can truly represent them here. So thanks again.
Thank you, Senator Jacobson. Best of luck down at the legislative session this week, and safe travels back to the district later this week as well.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mike. That, again, is District 42 Nebraska State Senator Mike Jacobson joining us for our weekly legislative update on KODY's Mugs in the Morning. Today marks day number 49 of the 107th Second Nebraska Legislative Session. Now, Rick, as a champion of the concealed carry permit as well here in the great state of Nebraska, what are your thoughts on the proposed amendment that Senator Jacobson was talking about in terms of the Omaha area?
Well, first of all, I think Omaha always thinks it's more important than the rest of the state of Nebraska, and I highly disagree with that. What they were trying to do was limit the number of people that would be able to utilize this bill just by inventing a bunch of stuff that would take them out of the pot. Now, some of it I agree with. Like, if you're a felon, that you shouldn't be able to have that, and that's already...
Just for clarification, I am not a felon.
Yes. Yet.
Yeah. The day and the week is young.
We have current laws on the book says you're not to carry a gun or have a gun, own a gun, if you're a felon.
Yes, this is true.
So that's kind of a moot point. Again, I think it just falls back to Omaha thinking they're more special than the rest of us, and I just have a problem with that.
Yeah. It's going to be interesting to see what the debate is around that amendment as well that Senator Brewer plans to bring on that. Going back to LB 825, this would have been the biggest Social Security income and property tax relief bill in Nebraska's history, and it fell just one vote short last week in the late portion of the Nebraska legislative session. Like Senator Jacobson said, 32 people voting for it, needing 33 to advance. There's 13 senators that were not voting on it, and 13 of these senators voting against this measure. I mean, might as well, I feel, Rick, in this matter, not voting is as good as voting against it, honestly, in that situation. But,
well, it boils down to they're just too chicken to make a vote.
Well, and some of them, you look at it, Carol Blood, Democrat candidate for Nebraska governor, voted against this proposal. So something to remember when you're checking your ballot boxes. And then other individuals that are going to be on ballots outside of Lincoln County include Adam Moorfield, a Lancaster County attorney candidate. He's going to be on the ballot. Senator Patty Panzing Brooks running for Nebraska Congress representative. She and Mike Flood will be facing off in that. Senator Flood did vote yes for this, whereas his Democratic challenger, Patty Panzing Brooks, was present and not voting.
And why does that surprise us?
It doesn't, but I think it's important for hopefully the voters out in that area of the state to look at. And then Senator Vargas as well is running for Congress, I believe. So definitely encourage folks to check out that vote. We do have the picture of the vote taken from a senator's Facebook page as well on our website, huskerradio.com. So awfully interesting, I would say, wouldn't you, Rick?
Yeah. And like I said, it's just those people that just didn't have the guts enough to go on record with one way or the other. They're going to stand behind the present but not voting.
Yes. Yeah, well, and some of them, I mean, that's as good as killing it. I think sometimes the not voting strategy is somewhat used for political candidates to try to make it. They're thinking more about their campaign than they are their current role.
Yeah.
That's not right.
They don't want their potential constituents to know that they voted against something that's going to put money back in their pocket.
Yes. Yes. This is, yeah. And this is, you're not supposed to be thinking about potential constituents on the legislative floor. You're supposed to be thinking about your current constituents,
right,
and the state of Nebraska.
Right.
My goodness. Again, thanks to District 42, Nebraska State Senator Mike Jacobson for joining us for our weekly legislative update on KODY's Mugs in the Morning.